There we go. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to do some adjusting as we all get in here and get settled in. Move this so that you can actually see it. And there we go. All right. So as everyone gets in here, I'm going to find Coach Heather. She is going to be in the chat. I'm going to promote her as well so that we can see her. She can do our Q&A for us too. If anyone has any questions, you can post them in the Q&A. There we go. Welcome to everybody. Good morning. Good morning. You will see Coach Heather in the chat. And just so you know, she will be typing in all caps. As most of you know, that's how we know that she is the coach that is on the call. So today we are going to be going over our Stalls and Plateaus course. Oh, good morning, Erica. We're going to go over our Stalls and Plateaus course. The lesson one is the one that we're focusing on. First thing, if everyone can make sure, as Coach Heather said, to set your chat to everyone. That way everyone can see and knows what's going on. If you decide you'd like to be coached on this call, later on I will be pulling people up if they'd like to be coached. We can go through the worksheets together. We'll be going through the lesson one worksheet, which is Am I Stalled or Denial Dieting? So if you haven't had time to do that worksheet yet, that's okay. We will go through and do it on this call. Just make sure everybody can hear me okay, right? Let me know in the chat. Okay. All right. So I am Coach Lisa. I guess that would help to introduce myself. And for those of you who don't know me, I am, for now anyways, the one and only international coach. I am from Ontario, Canada. I live about an hour north of Toronto. So, oh yeah, just further down. Oh, and we have somebody from Spain. Well, that's very exciting. I'd love to go to Spain. So today, like I said, we're going to be going over the differences between stalls and denial dieting. And you'll see the worksheet that we're going to do is on page 5 and 6 in the workbook. And I will show you in a few minutes where to find that. Oh, Jean, yeah, denial dieting. It's very common. So I'll tell you a little bit about me first, because I've only done a few calls here and some of you may not know me. I've been married for about 30 years. I have 3 children. They're in their 20s. I actually have 2 grandbabies as well, 3 and 6. Right now around here, my youngest daughter, she's actually in Germany with her fiance's family. They're there for a wedding. So I'm missing her a bit. But our house is very busy because my middle daughter is actually getting married in August. So there is a lot going on. Well, thank you, Erica. Yeah, so there's a lot going on around my house. Now, I've been in OBS for 3 years now, over 3 years now, and I've lost over 60 pounds. And I will tell you that today's topic really hit home for me. It just outlined everything that I did for a little while. I was definitely a denial dieter, and it's so interesting to hear Corinne talk about it and to recognize it in ourselves and to see. So, thank you, Heather. For new members, and we have a lot of new members right now, and if this is your first call, let us know. You would be focusing right now on going through the No BS weight loss course. You find that at your nobswomen.com, and there are 4 modules in there, so you want to make sure that you've gone through all of those to get the foundation and to be clear on all of that. And if you have any questions about that, there is an orientation call this Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Coach MJ will be helping you step through all things, all the questions you may have. And even if you've just finished the No BS weight loss course, that's a great place too to hear what can I do next steps, to ask any questions and fully get comfortable with the website. Well, welcome Zoom user as a first time. Right above where you type your message, there's a little blue box on my computer anyways, and you can right now it might say host and panelists. You want to switch it to everyone, and that way everyone will also see your comments. And if you do have any questions, I see we have some. If you have questions, you can put them into the Q&A and either Coach Heather or myself will answer those. So, all right. So first, yeah, don't forget to raise your hand if you'd like to come on and do the worksheet with me. I'm going to show you first where it is by sharing my screen with you. I'm going to open that up and share my screen here. Let's see. Bear with me for a second. Share my screen. Okay. So everybody should see my screen now. Do you see that here with, and I'm going to go back to the homepage. This is where you see the homepage. You're welcome. Yeah, don't forget the Summer Reset Workshop. You can click right at the top here and go right to the homepage for that. That was an amazing workshop. So if you haven't had a chance to do that one, get on there. And it's in about 4 sessions so that you can easily watch it in bite-sized chunks. So for today's course, we're going to the self-study work resources on the left-hand side. You click on that, go to the June focus, stalls and plateaus. And this brings you to the homepage for the stalls and plateaus. You watch the videos, scroll down, and you're going to see the program guide over here on the left. If you keep scrolling down, you'll see all the videos to watch and the bonus calls as well. So we're going to click on the program guide. And then I'm going to make it a little smaller so we can see it all in once. Maybe like that. So we're going to go down. So as we scroll down, you can read through all the stalls and plateaus. And the first worksheet is about self-assessment. Am I stalled or am I denial dieting? So this is the worksheet that I want you all to do. Let me know in the chat if people need time to do this. Okay, there's the worksheet linked. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to give you time right now to start doing this worksheet. I'm going to read through it for you and you can answer it as we go along. So we look at daily planning. To know if you're truly stalled, you're someone who has made and assessed a plan most days for the past 21 days. So you're seeing your data, your patterns, and your trends. You'll know you're a denial dieter and check that one off if you have a few plans here and there, but it isn't consistent. You're not consistent necessarily with assessing or looking at what you're actually eating. So to decide which one you are, check that off. As far as the scale goes, you have not significantly moved in the past 3 weeks at all. So no wild yo-yo dieting on weekends and after days off. You're really steady and consistent with like the same weight. You know you're a denial dieter in, around the scale if you've actually moved pretty consistently with different behaviors. So you might be someone who, you know, gets serious during the week and focuses in, but then on the weekends, we're letting it go. So you're kind of going up and down a little bit. You're also maybe only going like down a little bit and a little bit during the week. Yeah, if you're about 50-50, you'll sort of see a pattern as you go along. So then you'll move on to weekends or vacations. Are you planning doably and assessed just like any other day of the week, every day, regardless of whether it's a weekend or whether it's a vacation? Or do you eat well during the week when in normal routine, so it feels like the weekends should allow a little bit more flexibility and it shouldn't matter that much? When we look at doable hunger, the question is, have you tracked doable hunger before and after each meal for the past 3 weeks or more? Or you're not tracking doable hunger consistently and feel like maybe you're stopping it full at least a few times per week, noticing if you're sometimes eating when you're not hungry, but you sort of have this feeling like that you should still be losing weight overall. That's one of the signs that we might be in denial dieting. Next, we look at the mindset on the next page. Are you open-minded about figuring this out, even when you feel frustrated? Are you looking at your habit data as if you're a scientist and not judging it? That's a big one for a lot of people. We're like, well, I should be doing this differently. That's how we know we're judging sometimes, is when we hear that should. Or ask yourself, do you want to lose weight, but you're stuck in frustration and find yourself like mentally checking out? You're going on Facebook, making posts, asking for help, but not actually following the suggestions or trying to adjust. As far as hunger curiosity, are you reaching out to ask coaches for help? And are you trying at least a few doable hunger challenges and really willing to question what enough could look like? And focusing on the enough in your body as opposed to the enough in your brain, right? Like that's the big difference, is whose voice are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of your stomach, or are you listening to the voice of your mind? Then ask yourself, have you adjusted what enough looks like in the past few weeks? Or are you feeling unwilling to try shifting your perception on food? Do you feel like eating less or tuning into hunger cues is exhausting or unfair? If you do, then you'll check that box off. So I'll give everybody a minute just to make sure, and make sure that you've got that done. Make sure if you have any questions, you're posting them in the Q&A. And I'm going to go back to stop sharing. And I'm going to pull Holly up right now. You've got your hand raised. So I'm going to pull you up right now, and we'll see what you'd like coaching on, or if we want to go through this worksheet together. Okay. Promote to panelists. All right, Holly, I'm going to ask you to unmute. There we go. Hello, Holly. How are you?
Hi, good. This is my first time being on stage, so.
Hello, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. Okay, so what can I do for you? Did you go through the worksheet?
I got through most of it. I did really good as far as losing the 25 pounds so I could get into Queen's Club, but I'm finding since I've gotten there, that I'm going back and forth about 4 pounds.
Okay. Okay. So did you do the checklist to see whether you're in denial dieting or in a stall? Which one do you think?
I'm in denial dieting.
Okay. All right. And how do you know? Tell me about that.
I noticed that I'm not really assessing after each meal and the doable hunger. I may kind of do it mentally, but I feel like I need to focus in that area a little more.
Okay. So did you have a specific question, or do you just want to talk about that a bit?
I guess just my main thing is figuring out what to do next to get out of the stall.
Okay. So what do you think you could do?
Well, like I say, I think after doing the worksheet, I can work on the assessing the doable hunger and actually writing it out. Okay. And looking and putting my scientist coat on a little bit more in evaluating the what I can and can't do, and not being stuck in the frustration of it.
Okay, what do you think you'd have to be thinking in order to do that?
I would have to be my own best cheerleader and come up with positive ways and actions of things to do to get past the stall.
Okay. So what would we've talked about, okay, you're going to start assessing your doable hunger. So does that mean you're going to do it at every meal? You're going to write, like, did I wait for hunger and stop it enough?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what else would you think that you'll do? How are you going to really tap into that and remind yourself to do it?
I'm going to write it on my planner.
Okay.
And I'm going to start looking at my planner throughout the day, because I've noticed lately I have a tendency to forget something I put on my plan or get it confused with another day of what I had planned. So I'm going to start looking at my planner more often throughout the day.
Okay. Where do you normally keep your planner?
in my bedroom.
Okay. So in order for you to look at it more, where do you think you're going to have to put it?
Let's see. Maybe, or at least when I leave the bedroom to come into the kitchen to eat, bring it with me.
Okay. Yeah. I know some clients that I have keep it on the kitchen counter. And even just seeing it helps them to clue into it a little bit more that way. But yeah, make sure that you have it with you. Okay. So you're going to write that one down. You're going to make sure you have it with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be checking it off. And then what are you going to be thinking about during the meals?
I'm going to be listening for the hunger signals or the satisfied signals. I have noticed that when I'm getting full, I either start kind of playing around with my food, you know, not as interested in it. So I'm going to watch for that. I also have noticed that I kind of do like the sigh a little bit when I've had enough. And I'm going to listen for that.
When you do have that sigh, do you have a thought afterwards?
I probably do, but I haven't tapped into it enough yet. So I need to, that's another thing I need to do is tap into what my thoughts are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Because as we know with the think, feel, do cycle, right? It's what we think creates our feeling, which has us acting. So it would be really interesting to think about like what happens when you have that sigh. What does your brain make that mean? Right? Can you picture the difference of when you've got your scientist lab coat on and when you don't? What does that sigh mean?
Let's see. When I have my scientist coat on, the sigh, I think it just means like, okay, I'm good. Like it's a positive feeling.
Okay. Yeah. And in the past, when you maybe haven't, if you have that sigh, what does that mean to you?
I think in the past, when I wasn't having my scientist coat on, I would think maybe negatively, though. I would think, oh, did that mean I ate too much? I didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. It had you questioning more.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. interesting. Okay. So we're going to work on having our scientist lab coat on. We're going to listen for these signals and start noticing the thoughts that are going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Is there a specific meal that is maybe more difficult I'll go with than not?
Oh, yes. Definitely dinner.
Okay. All right. So what happens at dinner?
I think my thought process probably is that, oh, I've been good all day. And it's kind of like, I still have that thought of dinner is almost like time to relax from my day. So I have to be really careful about not overeating.
Okay. So that thought that dinner is my time to relax, how is that so normal for your brain to offer you?
I'm not sure.
Is it something you thought in the past?
I think so. Yes, I definitely, the job I have now is less stressful than the job I used to have, but I used to work in healthcare and I would be helping others throughout the whole day. And so I think by the time I got to dinner, it was like, okay, I don't have to help anybody. I can just sit here and eat and enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of then makes sense as to why your brain offers you this, because it has done it so much in the past that, oh, hey, the day was stressful. Dinner is your time to relax, right? That's mm-hmm. how we know that for you, this is so normal to have this thought, right? We can also look even further back and say, like, as you were growing up, was that something you witnessed, or is that what it was like in your family, that dinner time was the time, you know, parents relaxed?
I think with growing up, it was more of the time for the family to get together and sit down and have a meal together. So mm-hmm. I guess in that way, it was relaxing because that was about the only time throughout the day that we all were together.
Yeah. So when we look at those things, How does that feel for you as far as like normalizing it? That of course is what your brain's going to offer, right?
Right. I hadn't thought of it about it as being normal thinking, but now that you pointed it out, I see that it is.
Yeah, that's what I love about the four N's, right? Is mm-hmm. first to start noticing what the thoughts are, and then we can normalize them. Go, wait, why is this, like, does this totally make sense that my brain gives me this thought? Time to relax. Time to relax. Oh, okay, I get it. So now we can look at it and think, what is another, a neutral way to say that it's dinner time, time to relax?
I'm going to have to think about, because I tend to be a little on the dramatic side.
That's okay. That, just so you know, it's very normal. That is totally normal. I'll help you out here.
Okay.
It's dinner time. Whatever time of day that is. Okay. It's the time I'm going to eat.
Yep.
Nobody really cares about that, right? Like, nobody's going like, dinner time. No, there's nothing else about it until we say, and it's time to relax. Like, there's the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Right. So it's just a time of the day when I'm going to eat some food. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some next best thoughts you could have for yourself about when your brain offers up dinner time, time to relax, Holly? What could you say as well?
Let's see. Well, like you said, it's time to eat. And I think of what the next thing thought would be. I guess my first thought is, let's eat the food on our plan to take care of ourselves.
Right. Yeah. You could even say to yourself something along the lines of like, okay, I'm a person who's going to eat what's on my plan. Better go check my plan to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're working on also, I'm a person who tracks my doable hunger. So I'm going to make sure I grab my pen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What else could you remind yourself about relaxation? Do you have other ways to relax?
Yes, I have developed lighting candles that are relaxing, or using lotions that are relaxing.
Mm-hmm. So you could remind yourself of that too. Mm-hmm. I have lots of ways to relax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on eating to fuel my body, and I'm going to pull apart that relaxation from it because I know so many more ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. Some great next best thoughts, right? And as far as our next best thoughts and actions, we can come up with a really big list of them so that, because some of them may be more accessible than others to our brain in the moment when we, next time we notice that same thought come up of dinner time, trying to relax, be like, wait, I know some other things to think. I've got my whole list. You can even put them in your planner.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do that when I come up with some neat thoughts. I'll just throw them randomly on future pages in my planner.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then all of a sudden it's like a little gift to myself for the future. It's like, oh yeah, right. That's a cool thought. Yeah, I like that.
That is, especially another thing I'm working on is trying to picture my future self. So I really like that idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up with, one way my future self takes care of herself is she maybe relaxes before dinner by putting some lotion on. Maybe she relaxes before dinner by lighting some candles, setting the nice relaxing mood so I can focus more on the eating. And it's not really the relaxing part. It's the atmosphere.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will try that.
Okay. So another analogy I have that I share with a lot of my private clients, and I don't know if I've said it on another call, but it's the idea of the fire alarm versus the fire drill. And when we start noticing some of these thoughts, we can recognize that maybe they're just the drill. So the story goes that imagine yourself having checked into a hotel with, let's say, your family, loved ones. 4 a.m, the fire alarm goes off. We might be a little panicked because you're like, I don't know what's going on here. You're waking everybody up. You're grabbing them. You're running outside. You're waiting to figure out what's going on. But if when you checked in, the manager at Kilmer said, Holly, we're so sorry, but we're going to have to do a fire drill at like 4 a.m. So please, if it wakes you up, just don't worry about it. It's fine. At 4 in the morning, when it goes off, you'll be like, it's okay, guys. Shh, shh, we're all going back to sleep. There wouldn't be the panic. There wouldn't be the worry. You knew what's going on, right? You knew ahead of time. So when we start noticing these thoughts we have, like, dinner's a time to relax. Oh, this is the fire drill. This is not an alarm. I know this one. I know I don't have to panic here. I don't have to worry. I don't have to believe it 100%. It's okay. It's just my thought.
Yeah, I love that. That definitely will help to de-escalate it.
Do you know any other situations you might use that for yourself? Fire drill thought?
Well, another area that I've been working on that's been is kind of difficult for me is like family get-togethers get-togethers with friends. I've noticed in the past, like, because as a child, we would have get-togethers like that where you could, the feeling was you could eat whatever you wanted and however much you wanted. And so I'm working on backing off of that. And I think that the fire drill will help in that area as well.
Yes, I could see that too. And running through that four ends really helps you recognize it for the fire drill that it is. That this isn't an alarm. We normalize it. Of course, how many times have I thought to myself that family get-togethers are a time when you can eat whatever you want, right? Like, typically that's what everybody does. Oh, what am I going to make? Going to make something special, right? So normalize all that thinking, and that'll help you see them for what they are when it comes up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions or anything like that with these worksheets?
I think I'm okay for now. If I have any more, I'll be sure to ask.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for coming up, and we will see you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go. And I have Nicole with your hand up. We're good in the Q&A. Okay, so I am going to bring Nicole up and we'll see how I can help you. Yes, in the chat, there is a Four Ends quick hit video that Coach Heather can post the link for you too. And over that. All right. Hello, Nicole. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Oh, there you go. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. I'm so glad you came on. All right. How can I help you with the stalls and denial dieting?
This was so divine. I didn't even know this call was happening, and I was journaling all about this. And then I checked my email and I saw the call. I was like, oh.
And here you are.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Excellent. Okay.
There's two parts. One is I cleaned out my office and I was like, okay, I'm going to get rid of all these old planners. And I always write my starting and end weight. Okay. And I realized that for the past year, I've been maintaining this 3-pound range, which is 20 pounds above goal.
Okay.
So I was very frustrated and stopped planning. And that was about 3 weeks ago. So I was like, well, I had the thought that this isn't working. And this is a lot of paper, so I'm not gonna plan. And then the part I know where I'm getting tripped up, and it's the amount of food required to take my weight loss to the next step. And I have the thought that it's very small amount. Yeah. It's not enough. It's healthy, so I should be able to eat it. Mm-hmm. And so I overeat.
Okay. All right. So what you're telling me is that you're denial dieting.
Yeah.
Did you do the worksheet, the checklist?
Yeah, I did the checklist part. And I said I was 50-50, I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm turning this over. I think I'm going to cheat on what denial dieting is. Like you say, you're noticing patterns.
Uh-huh.
Kind of stuck thinking, well, why am I not losing? Like you said, your thoughts are around well, this is already a small amount. I'm eating healthy. And
yeah,
right. Like that's sort of the thinking that we're stuck in, which is keeping you essentially maintaining like in that 4 pound range. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing with collecting that habit data?
I have like, when I stopped planning, I kind of stopped doing mm-hmm. all the actions, but that I did type in the chat that I was going to really hone in on tracking my hunger, doable hunger for all three meals.
Okay. And how are you going to make that work for you?
Well, I'm going to use an app because the planner does work, but I find I make my plan and then I don't see it again till the next morning when I'm assessing.
Okay.
I don't know, my phone is right there. So,
okay. So you're going to use an app to track your doable hunger for your three meals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And,
or maybe actually make a chart and put it on the fridge. I like that too.
Okay.
To look at it.
Are you home during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So, somebody's asking, how do you track doable hunger? How are you going to track doable hunger?
Well, I'm really good at the first part.
Okay.
Waiting.
You're hungry.
I usually get some sensations in my stomach, some growls, and it's like an empty, almost like I have to burp, like a empty space in my chest. And then what's the question?
Yeah, so that's okay. So that's how you're feeling this empty sensation. And so that's how you know that you're waiting for enough or waiting for hunger. And then how do you know that you're stopping at enough or not?
It's usually a thought more than a feeling, like that's probably enough, or I'm not hungry anymore. I had a little breakthrough some months ago when I really sat down with the Amber call and listened to that. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely eating to emotionally satisfied over physically satisfied.
Okay.
And I started catching fire a little bit and I was like, the scale was going down really quick, but I freaked out about the amount of food. And I was like, whoa.
Okay. So you had a thought that this isn't enough food.
Yeah.
And then what was the feeling associated with that thought? This isn't enough food. You said you freaked out.
It was kind of a little sadness. Okay. Like, I like food. Obviously, I like eating.
In order to like food, we have to eat more of it. Is that what your brain is trying to sell you on?
I guess that could be true.
Can you still like food but eat less of it?
Yeah. I say that all the time when I go out to eat. Like, if this is so good, why don't I take it home and enjoy it twice?
So why don't you?
That's a good question. I did it last night. I had takeout and I was really proud of myself because it was a salad with chicken. And normally I would have been like, oh, it's chicken and lettuce. Like, I'm just going to eat this. It's not that much more.
Okay.
But I was like, I was really aware and I was like, I can save this.
Okay. And then you listen to
it tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of your next best thoughts that you can have, that you could write down, remind yourself of, put an alarm on your phone to tell yourself every day at dinner time if you want.
What's the thought?
I can have this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
It's that getting that lab coat on, right? And getting super curious. Yeah. Super curious about what's going on. What am I thinking here? What's the thinking that's leading me to want to eat more? Normalizing that. So what's one of yours? What's a thought that comes up for you?
To keep eating?
Yeah.
It's definitely I'll deal with this next meal. Like,
okay.
Next one, I've got this.
Okay. So when, why is that normal for you to think that I don't have, really have to worry about this now? I can do this next time.
Probably because I've made it a second weight loss, a second job. It's just, I'm always doing it. So I know I'm going to do it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like putting off of responding to an email.
Yeah. Okay. So we were kind of, we've made weight loss just something that we're going to always be doing. Is that what your brain's thinking? We're always going to be doing this. So
I definitely have like this one of my like longest old shitties is I'm never going to lose this weight. So
have you lost weight before?
Yes.
And then gained it?
I mean, I've lost and gained a lot of my adult life.
Yeah.
I'm definitely down to a way better place than I've been, but I want to just finish this.
Okay. So instead of thinking I'll deal with this next meal, what could you do in that moment? What could you find yourself of in that moment?
This is the moment. I'm doing it now.
Yeah. You could neutralize that first by saying like, I'm here now. This is the only moment I can control, right? Like it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's 15 on a Tuesday. I'm here. Food's here. And your next best thought is I could deal with this now.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah. What do you think your future self would think if you decided that?
I think she would be thankful. She'd be like,
yeah. Do you like getting gifts? Do you like getting gifts? It'd be a great chance to give yourself a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What day do you weigh in?
Friday.
So Friday morning, Nicole's gift. So, no, I'm just going to do this now.
Yeah.
So you had this other thought that I was curious about this. Well, I've made weight loss a second job.
Ugh.
Okay. So I don't need to ask you how that feels.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of us have had thoughts like that or have felt that way about it. Have felt, you know, yeah, that I'm just that feeling that they're thought of, I'm going to be doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I mean, I really believe as long as I never give up, I'm going to get there. Like, I know I can do this, but there is just that kind of deep belief that you've never gotten there. So
Where is there exactly? Like, how much more weight do you have to lose?
20. Actually, I don't know. I think I moved it up to 15 pounds. Okay. Just 'cause even like that range, I've always had that stupid weight height scale thing in my head where, you know, it's like, I've just always been over like what that's, I don't even know. I'm paying attention to that thing still.
Okay.
But that number for my height is like seared into my head.
Okay. And what's different about your life? Magic wand, you've lost 15 more pounds. What's different?
Well, I don't have excess body fat.
You'll have no excess body fat. Okay.
Well, not no. That's a really good question. 'Cause I mean, I've changed my thoughts about my life and my body so much through being in OBS, you know, so I've created what I want basically now.
Okay.
In my mind. I don't know. I just really want to be able to wear whatever I want and just feel really confident and look good.
And you can do that now?
I can with, you know, not everything I want to wear, but some stuff. I mean, I do have moments.
Okay. And what else? Like, why is this important to you?
I wrote all about it the other day. I just want to be in the best shape of my life. I want to achieve this goal I've been working towards for years. And I want to feel that sweet victory.
Okay.
And I just don't, I commented on someone in the 20 to life group today about something similar. And I've mastered maintenance at this weight. So I feel like if I could just get there, I could be done with it.
Yeah. And it sounds like this thought you have of, well, I'm never actually going to get there is outweighing right now the thought of, I just want to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. It does feel that way. And I have a really amazing accountability partner, and she and I are connecting daily and coming up with powerful thoughts and calling each other out. And it's like, we're doing the work.
Okay. What actions are you doing to experiment, right? One of the ways we're maintaining is we're not experimenting and trying new things.
Yeah.
So what experimentation are you doing or could you do? What do you see going forward?
I do things like making a meal and leaving stuff out and just seeing if it'll be enough. I've really been working on not having extra coffee just because there's stuff in it and it adds up. And I feel like it's almost like an overeat.
The coffee is an overeat?
Yeah, just because I put like half and half and agave in it.
Okay.
It's really tasty. just eating. I mean, I feel like my work is just to sit with the discomfort of the amount of food, just sit with the urge to eat it and see what comes up.
Have you watched
the real thoughts?
Yeah. Have you watched the Amber Calls lately?
It's probably about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay. Because they're in the Stalls and Plateaus course.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, like, I watched them again this weekend and like yesterday. I guess it wasn't really a weekend yet, but I watched them yesterday and I was like, oh yeah, there's a lot there. It's kind of like how we redo the No BS weight loss course and catch something new each time. So now that you're really focusing on how do I get through this denial dieting that I'm doing, there might be some more things you'll pick out of that. So I would encourage you to go watch those again and notice what comes up for you. Like, what are your old shitty thoughts about how much food you're going to have to eat in order to lose weight?
Yeah.
We can normalize those thoughts that, of course, you're thinking that. That's what's come up all the time. And of course, you know, we haven't really done much about it because we're like, well, it's my job. I'm going to be working on losing weight forever so I can deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? So of course, that's what's happening. If we neutralize it, your brain is offering you an old shitty thought. What if you ask yourself, what else is also true? What else is also true for you?
About
that, the idea of like, I can only eat this much food.
Yeah.
And that it's a problem.
Well, I'm really into the mind-body connection. And I really like the idea of listening to my body and honoring my body.
Okay.
Because lately, I don't know, it's like as soon as I turn 40, it's like all of a sudden chocolate gives me a headache. this makes me feel like my body is like telling me so much data constantly. Yeah. So I've really been working on connecting to that conversation. And what else is true? I mean, I have lost weight.
Okay.
Using this.
What else is also true is maybe you're wrong. Maybe that thought is coming in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe this is actually enough food.
Mm-hmm.
For the size body that I want. For me, the me that loses another 15 pounds. Maybe this actually is the exact right amount of food.
Yeah.
And I know we really want to do like, you know, I'm all in on the mind-body connection, but I think sometimes we want to make sure that we're really listening to our stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting our stomach have a voice, letting it speak to us. Because when we focus a lot on what our mind is saying, your mind wants you to stay the same. It does not want you to change. It likes to just the weight you are, might even like you back at the weight you were to begin with. Right? It might like the habits you had back then and the amount of food you got to eat back then. That's what your brain knows, the toddler part of your brain. It's a child that doesn't want this change because it doesn't recognize how great it might be.
No, no, my nervous system's like, no, this is safety because when I gained like a really big chunk of weight the last time is when I had panic and anxiety disorder.
Okay.
And I self-soothed with a jar of Nutella and, you know, gained like 40 pounds really quickly. And that's gone. That's like way in the past. But I mean, there's still like that food comforted my anxiety in the moment. So it's like.
Your food, your brain knows that connection. Your
yeah.
I know the answer. You trained me on the answer, Nicole. The answer is food, not that little bit of food, more food. We want real comfort here.
Yeah.
So hearing your brain for what it is saying and going, oh, but what if you're not right?
Yeah.
What if I feel so much comfort eating the amount of food my stomach actually wants? Getting on the scale, losing weight. Now I get to wear the clothes that I want. Now I get to, you know, all those other things that you wanted.
Yeah.
I have less body fat. But I make those things true as well by believing that, what if I'm wrong about the amount of food?
Mm-hmm. When you say wrong about the amount of food, what do you mean? Like my thoughts about the amount of food or?
Thought that this isn't enough.
Oh, okay.
So when you serve a portion and you think this isn't enough, what if you're wrong? What if it is?
Yeah, well, I am wrong like every single time.
Okay.
Except breakfast. I did get that one locked in from that work I did a few months ago.
Okay.
But even still, I'm like, well, now I'm not losing weight, but I'm having this tiny breakfast. But I understand what you're saying. And yeah, I am wrong. And I do want to get curious and.
And noticing that, like, sometimes I want to make sure you're clear on, we're not doing that out of judgment, like not wrong, like, oh, you're wrong. You're doing something bad. It's just, what if there's also another way? What if I could think this is enough?
Yeah. And that's a thought that I've been having. I haven't really found an intentional thought that felt really luscious, you know. Okay. They've all felt kind of like affirmations that I was like, okay.
Okay, so tell me one of the ones that doesn't feel quite right.
Just like, oh, I eat what my body needs.
I can see why that one might not feel quite right. You know why?
What?
Your brain is like, no. I'm going to tell you what your body needs, right? Your brain wants to have the final say about what your body needs.
Yeah.
So when you're like, I eat what my body needs, your brain's like, no, no, no. Your body needs more. Let me tell you what your body needs. Your body needs to be comforted.
Yeah.
That could be why that one doesn't feel so like next best thoughty, like to actually eat less, I guess, right?
Yeah. My brain's like, no, that's not enough. Put more on your plate and take a few bites while you're doing it.
Yes. And that's where I want to say, oh, that is so normal that that's what I see that, right? I recognize the fire drill. That's what my brain is doing. It's okay. There's actually not a problem here.
Yeah.
Now, what do I want to think about the amount of food I've put on my plate? What's a thought you could use that maybe creates curiosity about it?
I don't know, curiosity, but one thought that popped up was just like, I'm going to lose weight. Like, yes, I love, this is great. I like looking at my plate, like I'm definitely going to lose weight.
Okay.
And curiosity. I mean, let's see if this is enough.
Okay. Let's see. And how does that feel when you think, let's see if this is enough?
Feels curious. Definitely not like, ooh.
What would be so good about figuring that out, about what enough actually is? Why would that be good?
I mean, it would be good because there would be less mental drama, I feel. And it would lead to me just finishing this journey.
Yeah, and that could be one that's, as Corinne would say, hosing you too, is that there's a start and an end to this journey. We started at one place, and like once we lose the 15 pounds, we're like at the end, whew, we've made it. And that's when we may also want to start pulling apart a bit and noticing, how does that feel? Like, what comes up in your body when you think, oh, fine, when I get to the end?
I don't know. I feel like crying right now because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, it's okay. It is. That's so normal. Like, we weight loss journeys, and like that's been the way that we've programmed to think all the way along, is that there's a start and an end, and that once we get there, we're in a magical place of never having shitty thoughts again.
Yeah.
So what we try to work on in OBS is more, this is your life. Let's find ways for you to make it easy, to make it doable. And like you said, let's find some lush thoughts to make it enjoyable to commit to trying new things.
Do you have any suggestions for that lush thought?
Actually, Coach Heather posted a few in the chat for us, which make sure you check out. She says,
okay,
what if this is exactly what I need? What if this is exactly what my body needs today?
Yeah.
She says, I get to enjoy this. I get to enjoy the results that this brings me. And my idea is for you, noticing that when I eat more, I'm not providing my long-term self that comfort. Comforting in the moment, but I know I'm not comforting who I want to be.
Right.
And I'm not supporting her. I'm supporting the past self instead of my future self.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. So I think for you, if that, let's see, works well, if that feels encouraging and that feels like, okay, well, let's see. Let's see what else I can try, especially with your accountability partner. Let's see, what could we experiment this week with? There are more worksheets you can go all the way up to page 15. There's a lot of different worksheets here on normalizing, on choosing new thoughts. And next week, we're going to be doing the call on how to level up things. So that one would be a really good one for you too.
Okay.
Come up with some of the things you're doing. Really get data curious, right? Well, let's just see. How many times do I make a plan? How many times am I following it? How many times am I sticking to my doable hunger? And if you can come up with your list or your app and track it every single meal, that's great. For people who maybe it's just dinner that they notice right now is the issue, you can track that more closely. But come up with some data that you can use to level up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How does that feel for you right now?
It feels good. And I know I can do it. And I feel very confident. I have like the two thoughts, you know, like I feel very confident and I absolutely know I'm going to reach my goal, but then there's also, you know, the other side. So
yeah,
just spending more time over here.
Okay. Spend more time with those thoughts that create that confidence.
Yeah.
Right. Notice what they are. What are those thoughts that create that confidence in me?
Mm-hmm.
And then notice those as your superpower of how can I apply those other places? When I put on clothes, can I think those confident thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
What if I tell myself those things when I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do. And I have to say that I never wore a bathing suit for my entire life until joining No BS. Like I always wore like shorts or a tank top, and I not only like wear it, but I'm just like, I don't really have any drama about it. So, you know,
Yeah. So just remind your brain of that. Anytime it comes up with, like I said to you, 15 more pounds, why do you need to lose it? And your answer was to look good and feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
But when we let go of that, well, that'll make it happen. Now all of a sudden you're like, no. I already look good and I feel confident. And I know our brain's like, yeah, but it could be more. Well, could it?
Yeah.
Be the same. I'm just going to weigh less. I'm going to have the same confident thoughts. I just might weigh a little less, might be a little different.
Yeah. I know. And I know from looking through old pictures recently, cleaning out the office, I was like, oh my gosh, I had the worst body dysmorphia. I thought it was a terrible old fat hag. And I'm like, I would like love to look like that now. So
yeah. Right. It's the thoughts that are going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending so much time with me. I really appreciate it. And I'm
very welcome.
Looking forward to re-listening and writing down notes feverishly.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, and I will put you back down here.
Okay. And thanks for the little hearts, everyone.
Yes, you've gotten lots of them. All right. So we are just about out of time here. I want to just pull my notes back up so I can share with you what's coming up next. If you have any more questions about anything, take them to Ask Coaches. We are always there to answer your questions and give you guidance on next steps, what to do next. Tomorrow, we have two calls coming up. We have Weight Loss Coaching with Corinne. That will be at 11 a.m. Central Time. That one was Sign Up Coaching. So come and listen. She's always on fire on those calls. And then at 1 p.m. Central Time, we've got Coach Christy, who's going to be doing the No BS Parents of Children Under 18. So that will be a great call to attend as well. And also make sure you keep an eye out on your emails for a special coaching call that we have coming up on June 15th is when the email will come out. The coaching call is on the 19th of July. I think it's probably July 15th. The email will come out. The call is on the 19th of July, though. And it is our elder coaching call that Corinne is going to do. So we really encourage you to sign up if you want to be coached on that call. It's going to be for the elders who have been in No BS for about a year or more and probably a lot connected to these stalls and plateaus, right? Of where people are thinking, well, I've been doing this for a while and I'm not sure how to level up. So... Oh, it's June for the Stuck Elders call. Okay. June 15th. My apologies. Will be the Wednesday when you get the email, and June 19th will be the call. So we encourage you to sign up if you want for that. And then next week we are doing, like I said, that leveling up call next Saturday at 10:30 Central Time. So don't miss that so that you can figure out how to level this all up. Now that you've figured out whether you're in a stall or you're denial dieting, we can help you level up all the next steps. So collect that data all this week, bring them to the next call, and we will help you with that. All right, guys. Thank you all so much. Thank you for the support here, and have a great rest of your day.